Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions, and we're taking some questions here from Facebook. Okay, so Lynn thinks there's a conflict of interest here. Lynn, there's no conflict of interest, simply a misunderstanding. Your doctor works for the government. He's a government agent. It's your misunderstanding. As I say, the policeman has a conflict of interest when he makes an arrest, because the person he arrested is a taxpayer and paid his salary. So, like, the person he's stopping and arresting is saying, wait, but you work for me. I'm paying your salary. Arresting me is a conflict of interest. The policeman works for the government the same way your doctor works for the government. Again, what we said today is that this whole concept of moral injury is taken from the military, where military personnel or soldiers are ordered to do things that they find objectionable and immoral. And your doctor is nothing more than a soldier in the government's army that is mutilating, harming, and killing you. So there is no conflict of interest. Everything is very confluent. The only thing going on is a misunderstanding on the part of people who choose to become patients. That's like choosing to become the enemy in a military conflict, huh? And I get it. All right. Someone came over my house right after getting a flu shot after my daughter had a major surgery, was kind of upset, worrying about those shedding too. Again, the way to handle it is, you know, if your daughter had major surgery, have her stay in a room while you're having guests. I mean, you don't know who's vaccinated and who's not vaccinated. Or even better, you can just have your daughter, take some turpentine, and then she's not going to be, you know, affected by these people and their viruses they're shedding. You can go to vitalitycapsules.com and download the free report. But you can't be, you know, you can't get all bent out of shape over other people and what they do. Your only decision is who you're going to allow in your house. So whether they decide to get a flu shot is their business. And it's your business, you know, like who you decide to allow in your house. So that's just the way that works. So Anne says, this moral ethical dilemma applies to nurses and other healthcare staff too. Ho, 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 Anne. This dilemma, it's not a dilemma. It's a moral harm, okay? So the dilemma is not a dilemma. People are being forced to do things they believe to be wrong. The dilemma has been resolved, and people are doing evil under direct orders. So any individual who's licensed has this situation. That's what a license is all about. It's all about the government being able to tell you to do things you believe to be wrong in order for you to keep that license. That's what license means. Lori says, I've noticed I have a reaction to high histamine foods. What can I do? We'll start off by avoiding them and then do some liver flushes. All right. I have a system here. I can actually find the questions now. Can you do an episode on research scientists and what they think they're doing when studying fake infections, diseases, and other medical hoaxes? Yeah, I could do that. That would be an interesting show. Are you familiar with the Flexner Report that helps answer stuff? Absolutely. In fact, every medical student is told about the Flexner Report and how important it is and what a great thing the Flexner Report is and how it put healthcare on a scientific footing. How can I influence my pregnant daughter in California not to vaccinate? Her husband is a liberally brainwashed engineer. You know what? I hope you had two kids. Maybe the other kids will have grandkids and not vaccinate them. That's all I can tell you. I would say let her vaccinate. Maybe after the first few autistic ones or whatever, she'll see the light, divorce the guy, you know, whatever. I don't know. I mean, I would leave it alone. I would not even as a grandmother get involved in that. That's it. I work with overweight people who want to know how to clean THC from their system. What kind of cleanse can they do? I think you need to clarify the question and be precise. What do people really want is a negative? Do they want a negative THC test? That's the question. Do they want to test negative for marijuana. And the problem for the listeners who don't understand is if you're overweight, you have a lot of fat, and tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, and what it's tested for, is stored in the fat. And so literally a person can have a positive test for as much as 3 to 6 months after the last time they smoked a joint. So the question is, does the person want a negative test? The answer to that would depend on how are they being tested. Are they being tested blood, urine, hair? Is the test random or planned? So depending on how the testing is done, that would dictate how they would avoid testing positive. And obviously, you can't cover all the options here in a radio show, but that is the way to approach that question. Or I should say, find an answer. Okay, we have more questions. Beverly, thank you very much for your post. Beverly says, I'm on the second bottle of Vitality Capsules. I have had problems with severe constipation for about 10 years. I'm a physical therapist and learned all I could do on my own to treat myself with little relief. I've taken courses in bowel function and dysfunction, looking for answers with some improvement. I learned I had allergies and laid eggs, dairy, gluten in my diet. 2 years ago was significant improvement, but still struggled with bouts of back pain and constipation. I have learned this is connected with my constipation. I wish I had ordered Vitality Capsules sooner. Go ahead and order some for yourself so you can get feeling better. Thank you, Beverly. Yes, Vitality Capsules have really been just a life changer I first developed them when I was in medical practice, and I only sold them to my patients. And then non-patients started coming in and saying, hey, buddy's using those capsules, and can I buy some? Then I found a manufacturer and started manufacturing them. And then, things became difficult economically. And I said, well, I'm going to stop making Vitality Capsules. Oh, my gosh. I got such a groundswell of protest from Vitality Capsules users. And one user even came forward and said, how much money do you need to get production started again? And I told him, and he lent me that money. I got production started again, paid him back, and kept going ever since. So, yes, Vitality Capsules are very, very important. And so I'm committed to continuing it. All right, let's see. You got some questions. Yeah. All right, so what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you for your one question, and then you'll be off air while you accept the answer. All right, we have Kay in Alabama. Hi, Kay.
Hi. Can you hear me? Hello?
All right, Kay, I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you? Let's see here. No, I got you on high. All right, let's try Patrick in California. Hi, Patrick, are you there? No, I asked for Kay. Well, how do I...
Hello?
Now I can hear her.
Oh,
right, so I asked
great.
For Kay. Am I talking to Kay or Teresa? Who am I talking to?
I'm Kay.
All right, great, Kay. I can hear you. What's your question?
My question is, what would you recommend for someone that's been told they have reflux, but they've already changed their diet and their symptoms are not common to reflux? They're having dizziness and heart palpitations, but they're on a vegan diet and they stopped taking the medication because they had worse side effects with the medication that they're prescribed.
All right, so you've been told you have reflux. Do you have indigestion?
Well, my symptoms are not consistent with that. I don't
no,
taste
no, no.
acid.
Yes, no, or maybe.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm having some digestive issues, yes.
I mean, are you burping? You have pain in your upper abdomen?
Yes.
And heartburn? Okay, got it. All right, so your problem is your vegan diet. And nowadays, most people who are vegan, they eat at vegan restaurants, or they'll eat... I call it fake cheese, non-cheese, or maybe you eat the milks, or maybe you eat vegan burgers or whatever. You got to get rid of absolutely all of that stuff.
Well, I have.
Yeah, every single thing, you gotta get rid of all that stuff. And then you can just chew on fennel seeds. You can go to Amazon and buy a pound of organic fennel seeds and just chew on them all day long. I mean, you can chew a teaspoon every 5 minutes if you have to, and that gets rid of the heartburn and all the reflux stuff. That's a simple solution, and a bag is only like $15. And you should feel better in days, all better. Usually like 2 or 3 weeks, and that clears right up. All right. We have Patrick in California. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Dr. Daniel.
Yes, what is your question?
I'm on day 9 of a turpentine and sugar cleanse. I started it because I was having acid reflux / heartburn, and it's gotten a little better, but I'm still having it. So my question is it, I take kratom for pain, and I'm wondering if the fact that I'm taking the kratom is the reason that I still have the acid reflux.
Yes, it is. The kratom causes constipation. So are you pooping 3 times a day?
Some days yes, some days no.
Okay, so you shouldn't even be taking turpentine. So really, turpentine is not going to work. It just isn't. Unless you're pooping at least 3 times a day, like 3 to 4 times a day.
So
that's number one.
So I shouldn't take the turpentine until I'm off the kratom.
That's why I'm looking at it, but I would look at it the other way. The other way to look at it is you shouldn't take the turpentine until you're pooping 3 times a day. So you can poop 3 times a day while you're on the kratom. Or you take Vitality capsules or castor oil or whatever you want. Just poop 3 times a day. Then, once you take the turpentine, it will stop the pain you're taking the kratom for.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. We have Diane in Maryland.
Hello. How are you?
Fine.
Hello. Hi. Question. We had a discovery session with you. My daughter Courtney was diagnosed with MS. The problem is that it's not going well because I can't get her past. I can't get the 3 quarts of water into her, and I think that's because of her mobility issues. You know, you work up a sweat. She's only pooping once a day still.
That's it. No cure. you got to get up to 3 poops a day.
Okay. So
what if you try to do that? We have to start at the beginning.
Okay. So
so it's just work on the poops and nothing else.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want. You can fill it full of castor oil. You can use Vitality capsules. You can have a drink of, 2 quarts of prune juice, whatever it is. You got to do whatever has got to be done.
Okay. So just concentrate on that. And then you have nothing else to do.
Nothing else to
do. All right. Okay. We'll do.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. We have Teresa in Connecticut.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, I can hear you.
How are you?
I am fine.
Good. Listen, I had ordered the Vitality capsules, and it's not just with your product. I seem to have a problem with any type of fiber that bulks up in me, and it doesn't help me to go to the bathroom. Now, I could take black cherry juice or prune juice, and that'll help me to go.
Okay, there's no fiber in Vitality capsules. What is the question? If you can give me the question, then I can maybe understand.
I don't understand why it's not help. It doesn't help me to go to the bathroom.
Okay. How many are you taking?
First, I started out with 1. Then I did 2. Then I did 3. I followed the.
How many are you taking?
The last time I was taking 3.
Okay. So some people have to go as high as 10. Everybody is different.
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Some people have to take as many as 10 a day. everybody is different.
Yeah, okay.
So three a day would be for someone who like hasn't got much of a problem, you know. So I would go, you have to go up higher. Yeah, 3 days is a pretty low number. What I would do is keep going until you're all, you know, until you start pooping. So the, the answer is you haven't gone far enough, just have to go further.
Okay, and also I wanted to know, when you take the turpentine, should you do it on an empty stomach, or it's okay to have food?
It doesn't matter, but you got to get the poop done first. You got to go three times a day. So, you know, you're sounds like you're a long way away from considering turpentine. Did you get the report, the free report at vitalitycapsules.com?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, so read that again, because that question I could have answered in the report as well. So read that report again, because you got to get it right, or you're going to have a pretty bad experience.
Okay. Will you do a show on transplants?
Yeah, I did do quite a few shows on transplants.
You did one?
I did several. Why don't you try the one, If You Knew What You Were Worth? And that's a replay you can find at vitalitycapsules.com/truth-files. If You Knew What You Were Worth.
Okay. And I didn't get your information about the classes that you have. Could you give me that information again?
Yes. Are you on Facebook or the chat room?
Yes, I am. I'm on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook now. We're talking about watching you.
I can post it again.
Okay.
It's a link.
On your Facebook?
Excuse me?
I can go to your Facebook to find it?
Oh, you're not there. Okay. Let me see. It's facebook.com/healing-with-dr-daniels. Or, let me get the chat room. That's easier. At least I can understand it. So the chat room is, I think it's over here, chattango.com.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a chattango. Oh, here it is. The chat room is healingwithdrdaniels.chattango.com.
Healing with
Dr. Daniels.
Oh, Dr. Daniels.
Dot Chattango. Dot com.
Okay. Are you going to be in the States at all, or do you know?
No.
No, you won't come to the States at all.
I don't go to the States.
Yeah, well, I can't blame you for that. Can people visit you in Panama? I'd love to come to Panama.
Panama is amazing. I really like it. But, you know, each country is different. Each person is different. So you have to pick the country that's a good match for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate you. I enjoy your show so much.
Oh, okay. You're welcome, Teresa. Go to the chat room. I just posted the link in the chat room, so you'll find it. It's in red.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. We have Sandy in Iowa.
Dr. Dan, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question. Last Monday, I got a bite from my cat, a puncture wound on my hand, and I just wanted your advice on how the best way to treat it, keep treating it.
Oh, if it's a puncture wound, I would just dab it with turpentine.
Oh, okay. I don't have any right now.
It's right in there. It's a solvent, and it's just sucked right in through the puncture hole. It's really great. It penetrates deeply.
Okay. Until I get turpentine, would Vic be all right?
No. Turpentine. All right. We have to go to commercial.
Okay. I don't have any turpentine right now. Is anything in the meantime till I can get some?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. I don't want to stay.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are doing questions. Yeah, so turpentine, dab it in those puncture wounds, works great, and just get some from the hardware store. Go send someone to go get it for you. All right, we've got John in Texas. Are you there, John?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. My question is, what is the best way to treat epididymitis?
Okay, so epididymitis is an inflammation of the testicles. So it's just one testicle that's bothering you, not both?
One.
One, okay. You know, that's a really delicate area down there. I would try... Well, first of all, the question is why do you have it? So let's cover that right now. So the way men are put together is you have the kidneys... You have a tube that goes to the bladder, and then it goes right by the prostate, and the prostate has tubes also that go into the epididymis. Okay. The way you unclog that system is by pooping more and peeing more. That would take care of the cause. So what I would do is increase your water intake, make sure your poops are at least 3 times a day, and that you're urinating freely. The next thing is the actual cause of this problem is in your diet somewhere. I'm not sure what it is you're eating, but you're eating something that's actually causing this problem. But usually dehydration is the inciting factor. So I would do that. Now, if you want to be more aggressive, which I don't necessarily recommend being more aggressive, but you could actually topically apply things to that area. But it's a delicate area, so I don't like to recommend applying much stuff there. Right, with Carolyn in Texas. Hi, Carolyn.
Yes, I was just calling to find out what's the best way that you would treat PCOS.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. The first way is with diet, and that's by cutting out absolutely all of the dairy and all of the foods that might have hormones added to them. So cut out all the dairy and hormone-filled foods. Increase the poops, increase the water. And actually, turpentine is helpful. Have you gotten your free report from vitalitycapsules.com yet?
Well, I tried to, but I haven't been able to get it. So I'll try again.
So try again. Email Shelly at vitalitycapsules.com, and she'll help you.
Okay. And how would you use turpentine with PCOS?
Excuse me?
How would you go about using the turpentine? Rubbing
that's
it on
in
your
the report.
Abdomen? Huh? Oh, it's in the report on how to use
it
for PCOS?
The report. Yeah, the report's like 31 pages, so we can't really, like, you know, go over the whole thing here.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Carolyn. Thanks a lot for calling in. All right, we have Deborah in Virginia. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Dr. Daniels. Thank you very much for taking my call this morning, ma'am. I have two questions for you this morning. The first one being, what can I do to prevent cramping when I'm doing my water fasting? I get cramping in my hands.
That means you don't have enough salt. So you can just add a teaspoon of salt and a cup of water. It'll take the cramps right away.
Okay. And then the second question is, what can we do for varicose veins?
So varicose veins are basically a bunch of junk and impurities stuck in your veins. Your problem is there's something wrong with your fasting. Your fasting is not, you're not doing it right. So what I would do is I would probably just stop fasting for now and switch your diet to unprocessed. It's just like vegetables from the produce section and maybe some brown rice from the dried goods section. Just a simple diet like that, just vegetables and rice, and you'll see your varicose veins go away. That's the most direct way. Then once you and put a lot of salt in your food, and then once you do that, if you want to try the water fast again, you could give it a go.
Okay, because I've had the varicose veins. I just started water fasting. The varicose veins is from overweight.
Right, but I'm trying to explain to you the way you're fasting is not going to solve your problem.
Okay.
Yeah. So instead, go the other way around. Start by changing your diet first, pooping more, and getting your system on a better footing, and then maybe go back to trying fasting.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Joe in Arkansas.
Good afternoon, Dr. Daniels. How's the weather there? Is it the Cherokee province?
Yeah, Cherokee. Very nice.
Very nice. Great. I have an issue with my kidneys. I have been drinking too much protein powder. And
oof.
So much. Yes. So I've quit that. And I need a suggestion for how to heal my kidneys. I have stage 2.
All right. We're going to commercial and we'll be back. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. All right, where are we? I think we're Anthony in California.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I have a question regarding my son. He was born with hearing loss, and I just wanted to see what your idea was. Well, he's born with hearing loss. He has issues with the S sounds, you know, any types of sounds with the S. So I was wondering if there's anything we can do to help improve his hearing.
Okay, so the question is, your son was born with a hearing loss. His ability with the S is in Sally or F is in Frank sounds or both?
S is in Sam. S sound.
Sam. Okay, the S sound. Otherwise, he hears pretty well?
Yes, you know, he has hearing aids, so I've been listening to your program for quite a while. I just thought I'd ask to see if there's anything that you would recommend or you may know of that will help improve his hearing or get it back to normal.
Yeah, I would put him on, how much liver are you feeding him?
Pardon me?
How much liver are you feeding him?
Oh, no, he's grown now. He's about 27 years old. Oh, my bad. You make it seem like
he's... How old is he?
Oh, he's 27 or 28 now.
You tell that boy he needs to call in for himself. How much liver does he eat, do you know?
I don't know. I just, you know, I'm out of state right now. I listen to your program all the time. And
well, tell that boy to eat some liver.
Oh, liver. Okay.
Yeah.
Calf liver.
Calf
okay.
liver. Is he a big boy, medium build, skinny?
Yeah, he's kind of, he's a big boy, I would say.
So half a pound a day.
A half a pound a day.
Half a pound a day. Liver, wow. Onion, salt, and pepper. Probably want to eat it maybe for 3 or 4 days and take a break, and then you know, try and fit in like 3 times a week.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and that'll do it, huh? Wow, liver.
Well, it'll improve it. So at least he'll get his S sounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've told him about your program, but, you know, it's kind of...
He probably can't hear very well, so he hasn't tuned in yet.
Oh, it's kind of difficult getting people to think outside the box, you know. They're so, you know, we've been conditioned to this conventional industrial medical complex, as you say.
Yeah, but everyone, I think, has to really take responsibility and just, you know, I think we have to stop saying, oh, they've been conditioned. I mean, so what? I was conditioned. I went to medical school. How much better does it get, you know? Talk about brainwashing.
Right.
So I think each one of us has to take our own responsibility to, you know, wake up, whatever that entails. And so just be patient. One day something will happen. He'll just wake up and say, oh, okay.
Exactly. Hey, well, thanks a lot, Doc. Have a great day.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye, Anthony. All right. I think Joe in Arkansas had a question back there. Are you still in line, Joe?
Yes, doctor. I was asking about the kidneys. I got an EGFR of 76. I was eating too much protein powder, and I cut the protein powder, and wanted to know.
Okay, so if you have an EGFR of 76, let's just cut the chase here. 76 is not normal, but it's not requiring any medical intervention at all. Right. So all you need to do is stop all of your protein. So that's be the protein powder. The I would even stop the meats and increase your water intake, and you'll be just fine.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay. So we have lots of questions here. If I only find them. All right. Let me just work on these. We send messages, but questions by SMS. You could, but I don't know how to receive them. I have no idea. Do we poop 3 times a day, eating 1 meal a day? Yes. What do you think of celery juice? Yay or nay? Yay. All right, Sylvia says, someone I know feels awful burning all along their femoral artery or vein in the right leg when they take turpentine. Is there a reason? It scared them, and they stopped the turpentine. But I wonder what happened and if they should continue. They should not continue the turpentine. They should stop the turpentine. They have that burning there because they did not adequately do the preparation steps. They need to back up, stop the turpentine, do the preparation steps, maybe even for a month or two, and then they can reattempt turpentine. So they should go to vitalitycapsules.com and download their free report. Read it twice. Leishman, Doc, do you eat once a day? Yes. April says, I cannot stand castor oil. That's how I know it's good for me. Great. Terry says, what will help under-eye puffiness? So the puffiness on your eyes, basically your body storing toxins and fluid there. So you have to decongest your system, again, by pooping more and drinking more water. And here's where some celery juice will help you. Get those kidneys going and pissing out the impurities. Stephanie says, I've been using Vicks on sore muscles, just like Dr. Daniel says, and pain gone the next day. Wow. Yes, it is shocking. Terry says, well, lemon juice and castor oil help with under-eye puffiness. The lemon juice will probably help, actually. You have to put it right under your eyes there, so you can see there's no puffiness there. Okay. Mary says, thank you for demo... for the skin demo. Okay, yeah. The next commercial will do the castor oil demo. All right. What helps for chronic parasititis? Stop those refined foods. Follow the turpentine protocol and take small little flour. Clear right up. My daughter wants to be a cardiologist. Should I tell her to look into something else in the medical field? That's a difficult thing. It's what does she want to do with her life? You know? I know. It depends on what she wants to do. So Carmen says, I was having migraines, hot flashes, arthritis, and pain in my feet since taking turpentine. No more pain. Yep, that's it, Carmen. It is a miracle. So people can go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Clinic Report, and have their own little miracle right at home. So Elizabeth says, how do you reset your sleep clock? I'm more alert 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Feel drugged and brain fog during the day. Okay, so we have a flip here. So you have to change your food. So a high meat diet will keep you alert at night and tired during the day. So I would take the meat out of your diet at the moment. Increase your water intake, and you will find that you will be sleeping at night and you'll be awake during the day. Carmen said, we love you in Youngstown, Ohio. Thank you, Carmen. Okay. What week, day, and April will the sale begin for Dr. Daniel's Vitality Capsules? Our manufacturer is now telling us it will be the end of April. So look for the end of April. Actually, honestly, I think the first week in May. What is best for people with Marfan, and can you give views about it? Too many people don't know what it is. So I think Marfan syndrome, first of all, my opinion is it's not really a disease. You know, you have pro basketball players with long arms and flexibility earning millions of dollars with Marfan syndrome and doing just nicely. So I'm not sure what the deal is. So what you need to understand is what does Marfan's mean to you? And depending on what Marfan's means to you, that would depend on your, you know, what you would do about it. But I always say as much nothing as possible. Dr. Davis, do you eat one big meal a day? Well, sometimes it's a big meal and sometimes it's a little meal. So sometimes it'll be just one meal the size of my fist here. And sometimes it'll be a whole big bowl, like if I eat cow leg soup or something like that, or pho, I'll eat a big bowl, like a quart and a half. It just depends. I try and eat the meal before 2. So I'll eat today, for example, right after the show. Show ends at noon, my time. And so I'll eat probably between noon and 1. What kind of vitamins should a pregnant mother take? It is well settled the pregnant mother should not take prenatal vitamins because it actually worsens birth outcome. That is... medical industrial complex, figure that one out. I think more precisely is what kind of diet should a pregnant woman follow. That's very interesting. And there's really not much on that. But a pregnant woman needs to eat a lot of highly nutritious food. And like I said, you can just start with liver. Calf, C-A-L-F, calf liver. The cow liver has too many toxins in it. Benny says, I use turpentine in my joints and pain. It works great. Exactly. Who needs narcotics? I mean, it's ridiculous. What do you advise when having a herpes zoster? Just take turpentine and just dab it. It goes away. And Renita says, thank you, Dr. Daniels. Healing with Dr. Daniels, you are simply amazing. Thank you, Renita. Thank you for the encouragement. I need encouragement. Benny says, how do you feel about sun fruit, Dan? It appears he's taken your remedy and changed it several times. You know, I think anything that spreads the word about turpentine is a service to humanity. Oh, my God. So Westbub says, Dr. Daniels, any idea what might help with arachnoiditis? He's calling it a man-made nerve disease, but arachnoiditis, strictly speaking, is an inflammation of the arachnoid membranes around the brain. So he acquired it after several surgeries. All right, so no more surgery, right? No more surgery on the back. So obviously the only reason you have several surgeries is because the first one didn't work. So, yeah, no more surgery. And you can put turpentine right over the surgical scar, and that should help. Also, go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the free Candida Cleaner Report. But you want to get those poops up, drink the water, take the turpentine. I would start with a low dose, like maybe a quarter teaspoon, and put turpentine topically over that scar. That should give you pretty good relief. Do you have to apply lemon juice prior to applying castor oil? If you're going to apply lemon juice, you have to apply it prior to castor oil or it won't work. Okay, guys, what are your thoughts on apricot seeds? Helpful but not necessary. Marissa says, I'm loading up on my vitality capsules when the sale comes. All right, it's coming. Maggie says, love from Scotland. Thank you, Maggie. Sarah says, how do you balance hormones if you only eat veggies, fruits, and legumes? Anything else can be added. I don't know what you mean by balance hormones. The question is, what's the problem? Gull says, can we apply turpentine straight in the eye, maybe a half a drop instead of Vicks, or mix it in castor oil? No, I would not recommend that. I mean, you can do what you want, but I would not recommend putting full-strength turpentine in the eye. All right, we have Joyce in California. Joyce, what is your question? Okay. Is it dangerous to ingest essential oils like oregano or clove diluted in oil or water? It's all in the dose, but you can safely ingest those oils when properly diluted. That would be, I think, the question, the answer. How do you feel about sea moss? Again, you know, it can be highly nutritious. Is it necessary to eat it? No. Prentice says, how like soup? I don't know about that one. How do you gain weight when you do not eat meat? You eat a lot of stuff. You eat big meals and you eat them a lot. So I used to be vegan and I would literally eat 5 cups of beans and rice at least at a meal. When I ate a salad, it was 2 quarts, like a big, huge bowl of salad. I ate a lot. And yeah, and then you'll gain weight. Sarah says calf liver has toxins. Is that what she said? No, I said cow liver has lots of poisons in it. So you want to eat the calf liver from the small baby cow. Okay, thank you, Cedric. Does turpentine work for sore in my tongue? It might, but I think what would be simpler would be to just maybe put some activated charcoal on a sore, and then we just pull the toxins out and get rid of the pain without like drama or pain. Also, you have to look at what you're eating to stop eating acidic stuff.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniel. We are doing questions. Oh my God, we only have time for one question. Oh dear. All right, we have Joyce in California. Hi, Joyce.
Hi. Question is, will the turpentine and sugar heal my chronic sinusitis and severe dry eye from the meibomian glands being clogged?
Okay, so it will not, the turpentine will not heal your sinus problems because that's not what the problem is. So the sinus problems are always
say that.
No.
Say that again. I couldn't hear it.
No.
It will not clear the sinusitis.
No.
Okay.
Sinusitis is a dietary problem. So you have to, for that, you can just follow the diet in the turpentine report and it'll clear up your sinuses. You don't need turpentine to clear your sinuses.
Oh, okay.
Just follow about the diet and the report, and it'll improve tremendously.
Oh, okay. And then my Bowman glands in the eyes, will
now
that
help? Now,
what's
happening? Are you tearing? Are you having a lot of tears in your eye?
Yes, I was having some, but I have had a lipoflow treatment, and it's now improving. But I just wondered if the turpentine and sugar would really clear that out and keep it cleared out, because the treatments I'll have to do once a year probably, and then I do other things, hot compresses and eye exercises and drops and some other
medications. Okay, so you've got to hydrate yourself, you've got to poop 3 times a day, and you've got to change your diet. You may find just doing those things without the turpentine to solve that problem. I would do those things in that order. If you get complete relief, then you're good. You don't need to do turpentine. If you do not get complete relief, then you can use the turpentine, and it will help. But don't start with the turpentine, because it's not going to work unless you do the other things.
Well, I'm on this strict diet now, and I'm taking the Vitality.
Well, maybe you need a different diet. Did you check the Candida Cleaner report?
Yes, I've read the whole report, and I'm on that diet, the one to take before you take the turpentine and sugar. And so I'm on that diet now for Candida. I initially was doing it for Candida, but I've had these other conditions that I've recently gone to doctors for. And so I'm wondering if the turpentine and sugar and the diet will take care of all the other problems, too, because they're saying that my sinuses, this area, there's some tiny, tiny bones in my nose, and it's keeping the sinus, the infection, from really draining out good. So they put me on some strong antibiotics. If that doesn't work, they were going to go up with a balloon treatment and break those tiny bones to open up the passage so that the infection can drain out. But I'm thinking, they're hoping that the antibiotics will kill.
No. The antibiotics never work, so that's just a bunch of silliness to get you to go for the surgery. So you can go get a neti pot, N-E-T-I pot, and put salt water in there, and just rinse your sinuses out. That's the quickest way to clear it. We are out of time, so we have got to end. But thank you very much for calling in, Joyce. And we'll see you next week. And as always, think happens.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heart.